Welcome. Welcome all. My name is Tatanka Bricka, chair of the KPFK local station board. It is Sunday, November 9th, and it is now 10:34 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I call this meeting to order. And I want to, first of all, to any LSB member who needs access to Spanish language translation during this KPFK LSB meeting, we suggest you use Zoom telephonic tools and or contact Rodrigo Argueta for assistance. Also, I want to welcome Susan Young, chair of the Pacific National Board, who will serve as meeting management advisor for this meeting and serves at the pleasure of the chair. Thank you so much, Susan. You want to say anything, Susan, at this point?
Yes, thank you. Happy to serve in this capacity. And I just want to remind myself and everybody that when requesting to be recognized by the chair, I will say my name. Please say your name so that it's clear for the record. Susan Young, asking to be recognized by the chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. So I will call the roll and establish quorum. When your name is called, please do say your name so that I know it's you and then indicate. Okay, Rodrigo Argueta. Okay, hearing nothing, I'll come back to Rodrigo. Cristina Avalos.
Here.
Cristina Avalos is present. Marcy or Marisol Bielma?
Present.
Thank you, Marisol. Present. Rachel Brunke. I'll come back to Rachel. Ninel Centeno?
Here.
Thank you, Ninel. She's present. Ace Eswick? I'll come back to Ace. I understand he's traveling and he will be a little bit late. Ariana Gladney? I'll come back to Ariana. I don't see her. I'll come back to Ariana. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Jan Goodman is here. Nikki Hahn?
Present.
Nikki Hahn is present. Ian Johnston?
Present.
Thank you. Ian is present. Evelia Jones?
Present.
Evelia is present. Chipasha Lutembe?
Present.
Chipasha is present.
Present.
Thank you, Chipasha. Brenda Martinez? I believe Brenda sent in something this morning asking for an excused absence. Okay. Jack Neff?
Here.
Jack Neff is present. Nancy Naparco.
Present.
Dr. Nancy is present. Robert Payne.
Robert Payne is here.
Thank you. Robert Payne is present. Nancy Perlman.
I'm here on Robert's computer.
Thank you, Nancy. Nancy Perlman is present. Myla Reeson.
I'm here.
Myla Reeson is present. Janine Roan.
Present.
Janine Roan is present. Oscar Uyola.
Presente.
Presente, Oscar. Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
I'm here.
Harvey Wasserman is present. Adam Woolman.
Present.
Adam Woolman is present. Carlos Zavala.
Here.
Carlos Zavala is present. Tatanka Bricka is present. I'm going to go back to Rodrigo. Rodrigo Argueta. Okay, Rodrigo, pardon me? Was that Rodrigo? I can't tell. Is he in the room? I'll come back. Rachel Brunke.
Here, present.
Rachel is present. Thank you, Rachel. Ace Eswick. Okay. Ariana Gladney. Okay, nothing from Ariana yet. Brenda Martinez. Oh, no, she asked for an excused absence. I believe that's it. So we do have...
Mr. Chair, Susan Young, may I be recognized?
Oh, yes. Susan, go ahead.
Before some extraneous noise. Don't know where it's coming from, but it's very disruptive.
I think it's Nancy.
It's a new...
Okay. All right. If any of the people who weren't present show up, they'll identify themselves a little bit later in the meeting. As of now, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 presente. And Brenda is an excused absence, and we haven't yet heard from Rodrigo, Ace, or Ariana. Okay. So welcome, everyone. Excited about this meeting. We're actually going to hear some good stuff and be able to talk about what we're doing and planning to do in the future. We have a quorum. Any requests for excused absences? To my knowledge, there are no requests until this morning where we had Brenda Martinez, who has requested an excused absence. Anyone else who missed? Okay, so noted. Hearing no objection, we will grant Brenda her excused absence. Land back acknowledgement. The chair welcomes Avelia Jones.
Thank you. We respectfully acknowledge that we live on the land of many nations, many indigenous nations. They have lived harmoniously with these lands and waters for countless generations before the onslaught of colonization. Like indigenous peoples across the nation and the world, they've experienced genocide, ethnic cleansings, theft of their land and waters, and forced removals. Our ability to live, work, and enjoy this area, this land, is connected to their deep loss. We ask all in our community, including our governing bodies, to respect them, to learn their true histories, and to build a shared, sustainable future for us all. The land back acknowledgement.
Thank you, Avelia. Appointment of timekeeper. So I want to thank Nancy DeParco for volunteering to be our timekeeper. And I want to remind everybody that on our protocol, on a time limit, whether it's 90 seconds, 60 seconds, 5 minutes, et cetera, we're going to give people a warning. On the 90 second and 60 seconds, Nancy will give a 10 second warning, and that'll be your cue to basically wrap up in a sentence or so. And honoring, a protocol established earlier at about 12 seconds, the speaker will start using the mute. Basically mute people, and so we can learn the discipline of taking our time and moving forward. So reading of the agenda, Nikki, our vice chair, Nikki Hahn, would you please read the agenda?
Susan Young, may I be recognized?
Yes, you may, Susan.
I just want to note that Milo has had her hand up. I don't know if it's something that needs to be addressed now.
Oh, okay.
May I be recognized?
The chair recognizes Myla Reason. Yes,
just a housekeeping matter. I just want Nancy to know that because noise was coming from her device, that as timekeeper, you can mute and unmute yourself. So when you give the warning, you can unmute.
And I understand that, Myla.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. I didn't want a member to be out there that we weren't recognizing. Thank you, Myla. Okay, Nikki, will you please read the agenda?
Yes. Thank you. Let's see. Okay, we have opening business for 20 minutes. Then we have the reports of management, officers, and committees for 20 minutes. Then we go on to unfinished business, 25 minutes. New business for 5 minutes. Then we have our LSB member community announcements for another 5. We'll go over the date for our next meeting. 30 minutes of public comment with a time certain from starting at 11:45 a.m. and time certain to adjourn 12:15 p.m.
Thank you, Nikki. The chair recognizes Jan Goodman.
Thank you, Chair Jan Goodman. I wanted to clarify for myself and perhaps others. When you said when somebody has spoken for 12 seconds, then they might be muted. And I think that you failed to say 12 seconds after the time allotted.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
That's an important thing to.
Yes.
Understand that people have the time allotted. They're going to get 10 seconds before and then they wrap up. And if they haven't by 12 seconds after, then they're muted. As I understand the resolution that we passed.
In May, I believe, or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for that. So clarification that when the time is up, you will be said time's up. You still have another 12 seconds. So from the time you have a 10-second warning, it's 22 seconds, which is plenty of time to wrap up. Thank you for that clarification.
Thank you.
Okay, we have an election of an interim secretary, and I want to say that I'm welcoming Carlos Zavala has volunteered to step up as interim secretary to do that job in this meeting. And is there anyone else who would like to volunteer? If not, welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Well, I think, can we see a show of hands of support for Carlos as interim secretary? We need to validate this vote. So just either that or put up your,
Mr. Chair, does anyone object?
Okay. Does anyone object to this? Thank you. Hearing no objection. Thank you, Carlos. Okay, now we have an election of a replacement. Just got a message from Nancy Perlman that she is going to made her intention to resign, and she is resigning as of we are going to hold an election for someone to replace her between now and December. The election will be held in December. And so thank you for noting it. I think I was going to read this. I don't think I have it in front of me. Read her statement. It's a very short statement, just with her intention to resign. So, Ian, you have a question. Chair recognizes Ian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I sent an email to you on Friday and also the secretary, whoever that is at the time, and pointed out that under the bylaws under which we were all elected to serve this board, when someone steps down, there is a procedure to elevate the next non-advancing survivor from the election that we had most recently, which would be fall of 2024. And I believe that's Rick Cooper. And
okay, thank you.
Would be Sasha Karlik.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go to the chair recognizes Susan Young on this. We've encountered this before. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, that's out of order, and the chair may wish to call that out of order because the bylaws that were approved by the court now in effect provide for the election of replacements to the LSB. from the LSB in current time. And this is an argument that has been challenged in court and repeatedly dismissed.
Okay, thank you. Not in order. Thanks, Jack. Point of order,
Mr. Chair?
I just recognized the point of order.
But it's point out, of order for
it's
me?
Out of order, Jack. Ian,
I just wanted to comment on what she just said, which is that
there's no comment.
I'm ruling
out of order because of the actual change that the chair of the National Pacifica Station just articulated. So that's out of order. Thank you. We'll go on. Jack, you're up.
Can I offer a point of information,
Jack,
Mr. Chair?
Point of information. Go ahead.
My point of information is that there is currently an appeal of the rulings that she cited. So it is not a decided legal issue. It is
Mr. Chair,
may I
be recognized?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, yeah. Susan Young, go ahead.
If an appeal has not been approved, then it is not. The current bylaws are currently in effect. This is dilatory and is wasting the board's time. And it should not be countenanced. This argument is inappropriate, out of place, out of order.
Okay. Thank you very much, dilatory. Let's move on. Jack, you're up.
Mr. Chair, I would like to know by what authority are you commencing to call for an election when the ranked choice voting runner-up system...
Jack, I am going to call you out of order. This is not even what we're talking about right now.
I'm responding to the chair's statement that an election is being called, and I don't know what grounds you're standing on to call that.
Susan Young again. Go ahead.
The member is being argumented with the chair. Is disrupting the ability of this organization to continue its regular agenda. I suggest that a disciplinary action would be in order.
Thank you. Jack, if you keep being argumentative with the chair, there will be a disciplinary action.
It was a
that
request would be, for your you alert.
So if Mr. you Chase. Continue to be argumentative, I'll put you in the waiting room if that's what you prefer.
So moved.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is
Oscar.
With
the member in the waiting. The chair has not recognized anyone yet. Make a note of who that is. I'm not going to tolerate people talking without being recognized by the chair. So please put Jack in the waiting room for 30 minutes. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Oscar Ulloa.
I have not recognized you, Oscar. You're not even in line to. So the next hand is Jan Goodman, and then I will recognize you. I don't see you, but I will not recognize you unless you allow me to recognize you. Go ahead, Jan Goodman.
Well, excuse me, Chair, but Janine Rome is before me. If you can take her in order.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Janine. Chair recognizes Janine.
Thank you. Can we just know the article, the specific article of the bylaws that Susan is referring to, number one, and article and section and all that. And then the other thing is that I would like to challenge the ruling of the chair to put Jack in the waiting room for a half hour. And I believe that means that we can vote on it as members.
Susan?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Is there a second to her challenge?
You have a second?
Oscar, you are seconds.
Okay.
Second.
Seconded by Oscar.
It's non-debatable. Go straight to a vote.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. You support the ruling of the chair that Jack's disruption was grounds for him to be put in the waiting room. No. If you support the challenge by Janine Roan.
Okay.
And a vote. There's no debate.
And I will not vote. I'm going to take the role on this since we don't have a Oh, we do. You're taking it now. Thank you, Carl. Yes. This is wonderful.
Yeah. So good morning. Yes.
Morning.
And no I'm problem. Sorry to do this to everybody, but, Rodrigo Argueta, I think he wasn't here. Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Okay. Marisol, I'm not very good.
Abstain.
Abstain? Okay. And then, let's see, Rachel Brunke?
No.
Okay. What is it? Ninel,
Centeno.
Ninel, can you come back to me, please?
Okay, sorry. So pass. Okay, AC Swick isn't here, I don't believe. Ariana Grande is not here, I believe. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay.
Jan Goodman, yes.
Yeah, I have you. Thank you. As yes. Nikki Hahn?
No.
No, okay. Ian Johnson?
No.
No. Avalia Jones?
Yes.
Kripasha, Luchembe?
Yes.
Yes. Jack Neff? I think Jack Neff is here.
Waiting room. Waiting room.
He may be in the waiting room.
That's
right. He may be in the waiting room.
Okay, I guess we'd have to ask him a little bit later than on that one. Well, he's the one being punished. I'm sure he'd say, no. Brenda Martinez?
Absent.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you. Nancy Naparco? Yes or no on Jack Neff in the waiting room?
No, and yes to support the ruling of the chair, and no to not support the ruling of the chair.
Okay, let's see. Paul or Robert Payne?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy Perlman?
Yes.
Myla Reason?
I'm going to pass.
Okay, Jeanine Roan?
No.
Oscar Oyola?
Oyola, no.
No. Sorry for mispronouncing your name. Harvey?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Okay, myself, I'm going to pass for the moment. Tatanka Brinka?
I'll pass for the moment, although I raised it.
Okay, so let me...
I'll do a yes on it.
Okay. So let's see. I'm kind of screwing up, and I'm just going down the column and putting in a number, and then I'm using the count A a thing here. Okay. So I'm counting correctly. We have 9 yeses and 5 noes, but let's see. I have noes as a Rachel Brunke, and please call out if I missed your no. Nikki Hahn, Ian Johnson, Oscar Uyoa, and Jeanine Roan. Was there anybody else who had voted no that I'd missed?
Sorry, Ninel Centeno here. You didn't come back to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on.
And I'm both no.
Okay. Thank you.
May I apologize? This is Myla. You didn't come back to me either.
Okay, Myla. Okay. Yes.
And I'm going to abstain because when
I understand.
No, just
can
just,
I just say? Can I just say to Tonka that when you asked you when you warned Jack not to argue additionally, it was Oscar Ulloa who spoke after that, not Jack.
Oh, I did not recognize that. Ah, thank you. That changes everything. I'm going to change my vote. Okay. I did not realize that. I apologize. Can I withdraw this motion? No. Okay. Well, let's go through it.
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm asking Susan Young. She said no. We're in the middle of a vote.
Chair, this is Janine. May I be recognized?
Chair recognizes Janine.
I also think that we need to allow Jack to come in to vote. I think that's part of California corporate law that he is allowed to communicate with.
Okay, thank you. I hear that. I'll call on Susan. I think don't want to take your time.
No, his vote is only needed if it would make a difference in the vote, and it would not.
Yeah. Okay. So I am going to ask for a recount on this. I thought that he was the one who was speaking, and it was for that reason that I put him in the waiting room. Okay. That was my mistake. So I'm going to change my vote to no on this one. Okay.
This is Harvey. Can I ask that we withdraw the motion and move ahead, please?
Yeah.
What I suggest is there a motion to, is there a motion to remove the motion just adopted? Is there a second?
I so move.
Objection. Okay.
I second.
I so move.
Nancy seconds that. Okay. So now.
Is there any objection?
Are there any objections?
No objection here.
Okay, then it goes to a vote on this item to go ahead, Susan.
No. There was no objection, so the vote is taken, if you will. So you bring Jack in, back in.
Okay, great. Bring Jack back to the waiting room. And when he's in here, I want to apologize to him personally.
Thanks for the practice.
Yeah, right, Carlos. Is Jack in the waiting room now? Yep. Okay. Milo's still working on it.
Jack's back in.
Okay. Jack, can you hear me? You can speak.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, I just want to know if you can hear me because I didn't realize that was not you speaking. That was someone else speaking over me out of turn. And I thought you were being argumentative, which is the reason why I put you into the waiting room and the reason why I had no tolerance yet again for something that we've gone through. I made a mistake. You were back in the waiting room and we have, as I understand it, withdrawn.
You'll be back in the meeting.
Back in the meeting. And we have withdrawn what? Withdrawn.
The basically the board voted to withdraw the motion, putting him into the waiting room. There was no objection to withdrawing that motion.
Because when I found out and was informed by Myla that it was not you that kept being argumentative with me, it was another voice that had not been recognized. Who was that voice again?
Oscar Ulloa.
It is 11:02.
Okay. I just want to make a note of that. Okay. So let us move on here. Where are we in the process? And then I changed my vote from yes to no because of that. It was my mistake. Okay. No, not yet. Election of interim secretary. Where are we here?
So, Mr. Chair, you've already done the interim secretary.
Okay. Now, the minutes of, we have the election of the replacement. Oh, yes. Yeah. So, the replacement for Nancy Perlman. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah.
I recognize you.
Now, let me I found the Hangus Article 3, Section 12. Hold on. Which pertains to the, sorry, I had it, but I've gone back and forth on this. Article 3, Section 12 in the new bylaws provides that, it's in the transition section. One minute.
And thankfully for everybody's patience, this just came up this morning, so I'm not aware of this ruling.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Not until Susan is complete. Are you complete, Susan?
I just posted it in the chat.
You just posted the portion, the bylaws?
Yes, I did.
Great. Excellent.
Article 3, Section 12. If you'd like me to read the part, I would.
Mr. Chair, why don't you go ahead and let her read that?
Okay, go ahead.
Way to get to it.
It's the...
Jan?
Oh, yes.
I don't see it.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I posted the wrong thing. I apologize. Let me go back to it.
Can we put that in the chat and so everybody can read it, and then we'll go on with our business?
I think that's appropriate.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Susan. Minutes for the September 28th, 2025. Are there any additions or changes to the minutes? You've had the minutes for over a week now. And do I hear any changes? And then we have a process for that. Ian Johnson, you have your hand raised.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I believe that neither myself nor Janine were given the opportunity to have a non-debatable appeal of the ruling of the chair on our detentions to the waiting room last time. I was trying to argue about what was happening to Janine when it happened to me, as I recall, but this was a while back.
So, okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to point that out, that if this is going to be used for future disciplinary action, we had no opportunity for a meaningful appeal. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, now we're going on. Are there any additions or changes to the agenda? Hearing none, so approved. And now we go to reports of management. Management reports. Is Ace Estwick in the house yet? I know he's traveling. If not, we're going to go. There's two reports under the PNB report, and then we'll come back and see if Ace is here. So... Pacific National Board report, recognize Avelia Jones, and then Jan Goodman. Go ahead, Avelia.
Thank you. The PNB met Thursday, November 6th, and the primary focus of that meeting was a report from affiliates and the ED about the Pacifica multi-state national news coverage for No King's Day. Affiliate Director Kaja Brown from a sister station in Arizona reported for affiliates. The ED covered the overall national effort, and details have been forwarded to all members of the KPFK local national board. The four KPFK directors now serving on the PNB feel that national coverage with local perspectives for major issues must be the way we meet the challenges of Project 2025. Some highlights. Pacifica Affiliates Network Director Ursula Rudenberg and WBAI's IGM Bob Henley have crafted the national news capability for convention and election coverage last year, and most recently for No King's Day. Pacifica delivered 9 hours of live news coverage hosted by WBAI and featuring guest hosts in Madison, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and Portland, Oregon. A total of 24 reporters from across the country, including Alaska and Hawaii, provided live call-ins and on-the-ground reports. Reporters were given special trainings, including safety and know your rights. All five network stations crafted their own use
90 seconds
of the national content together with their own special coverage. Concluding. If my fingers could turn the page. Thank you. Okay. Finally, final paragraph. KPFK's on-the-ground reporting by former KPFK program director Alan Minsky also included. No Kings gave us a proof of concept for grassroots journalism from all corners of the country that creates compelling radio with inventive use of limited resources. The link to find the 9 hours is in the ED's report, and we will resend it. Thank you.
Thank you, Amelia. And the ED's report is really worth reading, especially when you compare what's happening with Yuck Ticks with fundraising and outreach. Jan Goodman, chair recognizes Jan Goodman.
I didn't press send. I was just going to say I just sent the section of section 12. It's kind of a long section, so I pointed out the part. And just to say that there was a comment that we need to discuss the procedure, and we're going to do that coming up.
Okay. So that's all you have to report now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was focusing on the other agenda item.
Okay.
I also wanted to, a part of the national board.
Okay. You're starting right now. Directly. You have 5 minutes.
Okay. It won't take 5 minutes. Is that we, the national board is also, by way of the governance committee, asking each station to, each station's LSB and the station itself to go through and enumerate all the different kinds of fundraising efforts that we're in the midst of or that we've done in the past, fundraising and outreach efforts. So later on in the agenda, we have that point where we're going to discuss, the fundraising that we've had in the past and also ideas and a brainstorming session for the upcoming period that the LSB can participate in. And these are things that are being directed to us from the national board by way of the governance committee. So I think that's an important thing so we can start moving forward and stop just dealing with procedural stuff and actually get to supporting the station.
Okay. Thank you, Jan. And is Ace still not in the house? Can somebody call Ace and tell him where he is because he's supposed
to? Yeah, he's somewhere traveling and he said he was going to have difficulty getting on. So he might be in the air right now. And he asked if he could, when he does get on, just do all the reports and things that he was supposed to do previously.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead to the discussion.
Mr. Chair, if I could be recognized, I have a question.
I don't want to recognize you yet. I'm not recognizing you yet. I want to go into the next unfinished business here. We have a volunteer survey, which is also you all have participated in, hopefully. I know there were some that haven't, and he was going to report on that, but he's not back yet. So that's a total of 20 minutes of reports when Ace hits the ground. So we're going to go on to LSB discussion, and this is for the committee as a whole with all of us, okay? And you can see on the agenda what this is about. I'm going to read it really briefly. Instead of breaking it up, you can go share whatever you want. These are ideas, as Jan said, from our past experience at KPFK that are going to be relevant going forward, from the present, and especially if there is merch or any inventory that we have that is important that we can share with others, ideas about what the LSB can accomplish with no or minimal work and with no or minimal stress on the staff personnel, which is already stressed, and how we as LSB members can assist the station under the direction of their management. For example, items related to social media, community outreach, mention organizations. If you have organizations that you want to get involved, town halls, fundraisers, music events, movie events, panels, guest speakers, free venues, etc. So this is intended for us to make this move where we as members, me as LSB members and as members of KPFK, simply supporting members of KPFK, can assist in our fundraising. We all know we really need that. And I must say that I've been really impressed with the work of Mansoor taking on and doing, for example, this is my talking about an example, the Chris Hedges event, and then, of course, the Tom Hartman event, and now presently working on an event up in Santa Barbara. So this is people, there's a programmer who's doing this. We as volunteers can put our best foot forward, myself included. I hope to be involved in the fundraising part of it. And so let's get this started. I will monitor it. And I think what we'll do is we'll take 60 seconds. And Nancy, if you can let people know when you know, the time is up. When at the 10 seconds, and then, you know, so if you have to, if you need another 12 seconds after your 60 seconds, then you'll go to mute. And that way we can get as many ideas as possible here and move forward in a positive way toward 2026. So I'm going to take hands for people who, want to share it. And let's get this started.
Chair
recognizes Jan Goodman. Go ahead. And then I don't see any hands up yet. Is Janine,
Chair, my hand's been up. This is Janine.
Okay. Janine's hands up.
Okay. Janine, go ahead.
Well, my hand's been up, regarding the election. So I'd like to just shelve that because I don't see where we're going to speak about the specifics of this particular election on this agenda yet. So I think it is a priority to talk about the details, like when we will be nominating, the nomination period, when we'll be voting, you know, all of those details I think are important for us to discuss on this call. But as far as fundraising, I used to be fundraising chair for 2 years. I very much believe in phone banking. It's very personal connection. I believe it went very well this last year, doing one-on-one calls. But I think it would be, more conducive to more people participating in it if we used a phone banking software, service, which allows people to do it. It automates the phone number coming up so that there's not all the dialing. So I'm a big advocate for that. But I would like a little more time to think of more ideas. I didn't know we'd be discussing specifics.
Okay, thank you, Janine. Myla, Ian, and then Jan. Go ahead, Myla.
Yeah, the agenda stating that that we would be having this discussion has been up at KPFTX and was sent out. So anyway, that's all. I was okay. Just going to point out that I had seen Janine's hand. It's hard to see. It kind of blends in with the background, but it's
yeah, I know.
In case you,
Mr. Chair.
Okay,
note that Nancy Naparko is trying desperately to get us to pay attention to time.
Yeah, and Ian's hand is up.
Okay. I do want to say on that comment, Janine, that I do see your hand now. You got a bookshelf, you got the it's brown. I didn't see it. So I'll look for that. I know what to look for now. Ian, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I hope you can hear me now.
Yes.
I thought that during executive and director's reports and all that sort of thing, typically we would have a question and answer period afterwards. Otherwise, it is not so much communication as dictation from the top down, as has become the seeming MO of the Pacifica Foundation these days. What I wanted to say about the No King's Day protest is I heard someone say that that was grassroots. And I know, for instance, that WPFW programmer Garland Nixon, former KPFK programmer, would probably prefer to use the term AstroTurf, because, of course, this was a Democratic Party operation controlled through Indivisible and 5-1, 5-0 or something. And they basically had a bunch of Soros money behind that. And, of course, the people that we hired to get paid to actually do the on-the-ground stuff, like Alan Minsky, is, of course, connected to the Progressive Democrats. So he's sort of in the Democratic Party orbit. Relative to fundraising, I'm wondering why our fund drive only made like $170,000 in how many days? We used to make that in an afternoon. And I just wish that our programming could be self-sustaining without the LSB becoming auxiliary fundraising venue. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jack. Having said that, I'll look forward to working with you on maybe besting the $170,000. Let's work together on it. Okay, next up is Jan Goodman.
Mr. Chair. I believe that since the only place on the agenda where the election is mentioned is above, that we should, I propose that we go back to that point on the agenda to discuss the actual procedure for nominating and replacing the member who's about to be, who's resigning as of the next person being elected. And I have a motion in the chat, which I would like to, if with your permission, if we can go back to that point on the agenda, to just wrap it up, that unless it's somewhere else on the agenda that I didn't see. Anyway, my motion is, may I proceed?
You can, you have a motion. We are in another point of the agenda, but Janine brought this up and I was searching for that procedure that I had in my hand. So go ahead, complete that, and then we'll go back to the Nancy, make sure that we don't use this time and the other time. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is actually relevant to the election because
yes,
no place. Okay, so my motion is that we take nominations from the LSB members today and now through the next meeting, and at the next meeting, we have nominees speak. To, you know, present either them or somebody endorsing them, speak at the next meeting, for 2 minutes each. I didn't put that in there, but I realize I need to. 2 minutes each, at least. And elections will be by, OPA vote, for the following week. And then the elected person, that'll be the following week past the, December meeting, and that the elected person be seated at the January meeting.
Okay. All right. So that's the motion on the floor. And who seconded that?
Christina Avalos.
Thank you, Christina. Seconded. Any objections? Okay. So we take it to a vote. Let's take it to a vote.
There are no objections. If there are no objections, it's approved.
Okay. So approved. That's the process that we've been using before. So this is great, Jan. Thank you for taking care of that. And so approved. And now let's go back to where we were. I'm going to have some comments somewhere, but Evelia, you got your hand up. These are for ideas and for things
okay,
that we're doing.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes, here I go. What I try to do all the time is go where African Americans are, because I am one. I am also interested in where Afro-Latinos are, because I am one. And I do it all the time. So here's my comment. I would very much be interested in where the low-cost or free venues are, because, boy, does that take up a lot of time in planning how some of these movies I see, some of the groups I go and network with can come and present their shows and programs to our community, without a great cost, but a great profit to all of us. So if I didn't step on myself with that, I know a few bands that have already expressed we'd love to entertain, and, they are great musicians. I travel with a critic to plays and movies all the time. And I have learned to know who the big shots are in those circles. So I'd like to share that through outreach, the ability to get movies and musicians, sometimes poets and other spoken art entertainers. But
10 seconds.
Please, information about free venues and I think that's it. Oh, and about what Neff said. Neff, yes, you're right, but let's keep it open in our group that just because someone doesn't have our point of view and we think we know what's best doesn't mean we shouldn't be able to hear what they have to say. Bye.
Thank you, Valia. Count me in on that. I don't have a lot of time, but I know talent and I know, national speakers. So let's work together on that. Anybody else up here? Let's hear it. Let's hear some ideas. What have you been doing? What have you done in the past? Okay, Harvey, Sogo.
Ian's hand is up.
Yeah.
Oh, Ian.
Did you call me?
Ian is first. I didn't see Ian. And then I'll call on you, Harvey. Go ahead, Ian.
I certainly appreciate Villa's suggestion that we do film screenings and public events and whatnot. I'm just worried about how we're going to be able to afford that with security and insurance. I mean, can we really afford to do all these things? Since we can't have public LSD meetings, I don't know how we can possibly afford to do a series of screenings without, you know, the requisite SWAT team security and insurance. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to point out that we've had a couple of events that went very well. And they happened, and we got another one coming up. So we need to focus on what we're doing right. Those are definitely concerns, but they are being met right now. So I'm looking for positive things. Harvey, you're up, and then Nell, you're up. Go ahead, Harvey.
Very briefly, a few months ago, I saw a Zappa knockoff group that was very good at the Baked Potato, which is down the street from the old KPFK office, and talk to the leader of the band, and they're good to go. So whenever we're ready, I'll give them a call.
Great. Thanks. That's the kind of stuff I want to hear. Nanelle, you're up.
Hi, thank you. There's also a platform called Get Better, and it's kind of like a GoFundMe, but it's more like people can tell their stories about collecting, like when you're doing fundraising. We've been using that one for recollecting, funds for mutual aid where I work. And honestly, I think that in that part, everybody can play a role, even, like LSB members. And also keep in mind, and this is also for us to be more accurate where we got, like, what we want to target as a fundraising, given the fact that a lot of organizations and grassroots organizations for that matter, are actually doing fundraising for mutual aid, especially now with all the programs being shut down and the ICE raids. Also, keep in mind that if we're going to do, and here I do agree with Ian about the security, at least the Latin communities are trying to avoid these very public events on the fear of ICE being there. So please take that in account when we're making an activity or an action, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Nanelle. Wonderful. Wonderful. And I'm looking forward to working with you on some of that stuff in that community as well. Let's see. I don't see any more hands.
I'm sorry.
Harvey's hands up.
Harvey.
Myla. Okay. No, Harvey. Harvey again. Okay. Go ahead, Harvey. Maybe it just didn't come down the first time. Did it come down?
My hand is up.
Okay. Harvey.
That's the hand avail you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that was the legacy hand. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
I'm down.
Go ahead, Jan.
Yes. So, some ideas that I have are, having people post on social media, about programs that they like, you know, like on their Facebook or if they're on Instagram or whatever, to post, about programs that they've seen on KPFK and programs that are upcoming on KPFK. And, to the extent that they can include, the QR code for Listen Live so that if somebody sees it, they can, either a link or QR code to Listen Live. And that also that we make a habit of sending out announcements about programs that we enjoy because, you know, a lot of people, that's how they get their information. So if we do it on Facebook and if we see, and we should all, notify, or tag other people on the LSB to, those announcements. And then if everyone then can like it so that it goes out to their
10 seconds.
Social media people. And also hand out, create, and we can make copies of them on our own, copy machines, bookmarkers, maybe bumper stickers or, that to hand out at like No King's Day events and at the movies and wherever it is that we.
Time's over.
Okay. Thank you. And I see, Ace is now here and maybe we can take all of his, we can, if he doesn't have time.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to, Myla, hold it for next time. I'm going to call on Ace. Can you hear us, Ace?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You have 3 reports now, my friend, and we only have about 14 minutes until time certain going to our public comment. So do what you can, brother.
Okay. Give me just one moment here. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we can start with the manager's report. I'm giving a manager's report on behalf of interim general manager Maggie LaPique, who couldn't be here today. To those of you who don't know me, my name is Ace Estwick. I'm KPFK's webmaster, and I also support Maggie on special projects and events. So the most important update this month is about our transmitter, the literal heartbeat of KPFK. Everything that comes out on the air starts at the top of Mount Wilson. And for years, that site has been suffering from deferred maintenance. And what began as a bunch of very small issues, leaky seals and clutter, outdated wiring, grew over time into some pretty major risks. And that facility had become unreliable and it was long overdue for serious attention. You guys have probably experienced some of the outages that we've had over the last months and years. And so last week, that changed. Under the leadership of Mo Thomas, who's Pacifica's chief engineer, and with Bert Weiner assisting, our engineering team spent 7 consecutive days on that mountain doing the hard physical work of restoration. When they arrived, the conditions were rough. Debris, rodent evidence, loose cables, dirt inside of transmitter racks. They uncovered electrical hazards and a failed breaker that had been quietly undermining reliability for years. And by the end of that week, the space was nearly unrecognizable. They hauled away literally dozens of cans of trash, organized every spare part, cleaned the transmitters inside and out, and corrected wiring issues that could have caused very serious failures. The 2-kilowatt backup transmitter was successfully tested and is now operational through the lower 4-bay antenna, which has been confirmed to transmit very cleanly. And the replacement parts are on order for the faulty shutoff circuit between the generator and Edison power. And once those arrive, we'll complete restoration of transmitter number 2. Move on to transmitter number 1 using proper 3-phase power, which will get us back up to operating at the full 110,000 kilowatts. So it's the first time in years we can confidently say that the mountain is stable, organized, and on a path towards full reliability, And that's largely thanks to Mo, Bert, and everyone who spent a full week working those long hours to make it happen. That being said, this is just the first chapter. We still have about $100,000 worth of additional work to modernize the electrical system, repair antennas, and weatherproof the building for long-term stability. It's a big job, but it's now clear that it's an achievable one. To our listeners and supporters, this is where your help makes the difference. If you want to help us keep this signal strong, please go to kpfk.org or call 818-985-5735 and make a contribution toward the transmitter fund. This is about securing the station's future, not just fixing some old hardware. So on that note, our fall fund drive combined with the event income from Tom Hartman and Ciclavia brought in roughly $150,000 during the period. That total includes $143,000 from the on-air campaign and another $6,700 raised through the Tom Hartman No Kings Day event. It's a very solid showing and a sign of steady upward movement after what's been a very difficult stretch for us. So it means our listeners are responding when they see tangible progress and real purpose behind what we're asking for. The Tom Hartman event on October 18th, No Kings Day, at Teamsters Local 848 drew around 200 people for an evening that connected media, labor, and activism under one roof. Earlier that same day, KPFK participated in the Pacifica Network's live coverage of the nationwide No Kings Day protests, connecting the movement on the streets to the discussion on stage that night. KPFK's on-the-ground coverage was hosted by our very own Alan Minsky in coordination with Lauren Schmidt from KPFA up in Berkeley. Many who had registered to the Tom Hartman event did not attend, even though they had purchased tickets. We think that was largely due to fatigue from the day's demonstrations. Still, the audience that came was deeply engaged, and the event itself was strong, grounded, and collaborative with a great Q&A after the main talk. Despite an AWS outage that temporarily knocked out our Zephy ticketing system and slowed down our check-ins, our volunteer crew adapted very quickly and kept the night moving. We grossed nearly $7,000, strengthened ties with the labor community, and refined our systems for future events. One of the real highlights was the live fundraising pitch, which brought in nearly $2,000 in the room, which is a great reminder of how powerful it is when we meet our listeners face-to-face. The following weekend, we aired a one-hour radio special on KPFK 90.7, produced from Clean Event Recordings, bringing that conversation to listeners all across Southern California. These are the kinds of efforts that remind people what independent media sounds like when it's active, connected, and rooted in the community. Next Saturday, November 15th, we'll be up in Long Beach in Santa Barbara, hosting a listener meet and greet from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the First Congressional Church on State and Padre. It's a potluck, and we're inviting everyone from Ventura, Oxnard, Carpentina, and Santa Barbara. To try to rebuild some regional presence up there and reconnect with our longtime listeners up in the Central Coast. On technology and staffing, the new KPFK mobile app is now in beta testing for iOS and Android. And once released, it will allow listeners to stream, replay, and discover shows all in one place. It's a very long needed modernization of how our audience engages with our content. We're also recruiting now for both a general manager and an operations manager, two roles that will help align technical operations, fundraising, and programming as we enter 2026. So in closing, in every area from engineering to outreach, we're starting to see motion again. The transmitter team cleaned and stabilized the mountain. The fund drive exceeded its goal. Our events are reconnecting us with the communities that we serve, and a new digital platform is on the way to help expand our reach. This is what rebuilding looks like. Step by step, tangible progress. If you believe in independent, community-powered radio, now is the time to act. Please, if you're listening to this call now, live, or watching it later, go to kpfk.org or call 818-985-KPFK to pledge your support. Every contribution helps us finish the work at Mount Wilson and secure this signal for decades to come. Thank you.
Ace, fantastic. Terrific report. And this is what gives me hope. This is what actually propels me to think that in 2026, we have the possibility of not just, you know, resurrecting ourselves, of really achieving things that haven't been done before. And you're really taking the lead on that, Ace, and I want to commend you for it. And with all the team of volunteers you work with and with the folks that, I did mention Mansoor earlier, but all the folks that people don't know about, that the unseen ones, you know, that do all the work. And it's paying off. It's paying off in money. It's paying off in programming. It's paying off in outreach. So thank you. Let's go back. We probably have 6 minutes, I think, until we go to our public comment, public forum. Myla, Ian, and there was another hand. Go ahead, Myla.
I just want to thank AFES for that amazing report. Thank you so much for your work on that. And I'm hoping, I mean, brilliant report. And I'm hoping possibly that can be posted, since you're the webmaster, that can be posted on our website, on the KPFK website. But I would love it if you can, since it looked like you were reading from that report, that perhaps you could send that written report to the local station board. That would be great if you can. Thank you.
Thank you. Ian, you're up.
I wanted to ask. I thought there was, it seemed like maybe the report was eliminating details. Like, was there not a protest against Tom Hartman and KPFK having Tom Hartman on their air and as a major figure at the thing? And $150,000 was literally what we would make in a day under Eva Georgia, who everyone said had to be fired. And we used to make, like, we literally shut down a fund drive on like the eighth day, making $1 million. So this is hardly a grand achievement. There's something called opportunity cost, which is, you know, you do one thing, you can't do another. And when we have Tom Hartman in our drive time air, he drives away a large percentage of our audience, and then he brings in some sycophantic followers. And so when you do these events, you make $7,000 with Tom Hartman, you know, you could have been making $20,000 with someone better. So that's my point, and thank you.
Thank you, Ian, and I'm counting on you to locate that one better, and I've got the $150,000 in a day mark for you to work with me and others on, okay? Jan, you're up next. Myla, do you have a procedural thing, or?
And I have a procedural.
Okay, go ahead, and then we only have about 3 minutes, Jan.
I have a procedural thing. The point that the governance committee and the PNB wants is actually a summary of the fundraising things and the outreach things that KPFK is currently doing.
Yeah.
This is and I'd like to come back. I'm sorry to cut this off, but I'd like to go back to that point because it's one of the things that the national needs is what we have been doing.
Right.
Spend 2 minutes on that. It would be well.
I've got to go to the next one. In 2 minutes, we're going to be shifting. So
I know that's what I'm saying. We need to go back to that because we never did it.
We just got started on it. And thank you for that reminder. Myla, you're up now.
Thank you. I just want to remind everyone that ACE was also going to mention the volunteer form to fill out. And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that didn't he didn't mention it, but KPFK local station board members, you received an email that has a link to the volunteer form, and if you haven't done so, please fill it out. That's all.
Okay.
Maybe Ace can talk about it.
Gets me jacked up. Okay. We now have 3 minutes to go to. I just want to mention a couple things. When I hear reports like Ace just gave, I'm involved. Most of us are involved in things around the election, things around No Kings, things around fundraising from our local community, the things that we're already involved in addition to KPFK. And I'm like that too. Okay. We need to think both and. So I'm going to step up. It's like I had an event last week and I started talking about KPFK. And I have some initial commitments, and this won't roll out real early, but the conversations were with Chase Ironize and Takata Ironize from Standing Rock, Dolores Huerta and Camila Chavez, and Dolores Huerta Foundation, Danny Sheehan and Sarah Nelson, and also a couple of friends who have worked I'm really inspired by the work of nonviolent organizers who work with gangs in El Salvador, East LA, Fresno, East Oakland, and some of these folks are willing to talk about how they're getting people to work together who were formerly fighting each other, and I think it's a good model for us to use ourselves. So I'm going to be focusing on that for 2026 and to do my part in helping KPFK with whatever that evolves into. Ninelle, your hand's up, and then we're going to go. You got 1 minute.
Yeah, I just want to say, Tatanka, that when you're mentioning about that, that would be a really good contact so we can also, as programmers, interview these people so they can talk about their work on air. And yes, we linked it to our communities from, well, San Valorian, so I'm very interested in knowing about that, for example. Right. And also just quick about what about doing like bookmarks and all that. I think that that's a really good idea. I also think Avelia knows a lot of artists that they can pull up like art that we can actually make bumper stickers or bookmark or even shirts. And that can also help us to reach out to newest generation who probably doesn't know about KPFK and connect with them and promote these artists too.
Thank you so much, Ninelle. We will have that conversation. Marcy, you got the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, I've called the station in the past and tried to donate and had technical difficulties. And so whatever streamlining needs to happen to make those donations go through quicker or thoroughly needs to be looked at. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Well, thanks, team. Look, my experience is everything great starts with a few dedicated people. That's what this local station board is. Let's keep it going. And now I'm going to end this portion of it. We need to go on over and open it up to, we are at time certain, 11:45, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Oh, gee, it was, yeah, 11:45, okay. So now it's opened up to everyone. And this is not for LSB members, this is for community members to have their comment. And the protocol here is first time speaking is 90 seconds. And our timekeeper, Nancy Naparko, will alert you at 10 seconds and give you a 10 second warning. And then when the 10 seconds are up, or say time's up. So at the 10 second, at that point, you will have 12 seconds to complete your sentence or complete your point, and at 12 seconds afterwards, your allotted time, you will be muted. That's to leave time for other people. If there's time to go around and have the same speaker speak a second time, that will be for 60 seconds, not 90 seconds. Okay, and you don't have to identify yourself if you don't want to, but I'm going to call on telephone numbers, and it's more effective, I think, if people know who you are, but that's your own decision. So I have a hand up for, and also we don't do any ad hominem attacks. We don't attack people. We can have stands on issues, but not against human beings. We don't do that at KPFK. And if that happens, you'll simply be muted. or warned not to do it. And then if it continues, muted. Okay. 1424 ending in 224. You're up.
Hi there. This is Bella DeSoto.
Hi, Bella. Welcome.
Okay. So first of all, housekeeping, the IGM or GM should never be included with the board members on the agenda. They are non-voting, of ex officio members. They do not have voting rights. They should not be included within the board members. That should be taken out of that template for the agenda. This body leadership under New Day Pacifica new bylaws has made the decision not to activate any of the local committees that have historically operated to outreach and do everything else that the station needs at the local level. And because that has happened, it has crippled the ability of the station to recover and to gain momentum and grow. And as Ian mentioned earlier, those numbers, I was at the Tom Hartman event, but I was handing out flyers that I prepared to let people know that Tom Hartman is an operator with the NSA, the national agency. I'm very distraught how this group silences the minority. The minority doesn't seem to have a voice in this board.
Okay, thank you. Next up is RC's iPhone. You're up.
Hey, great. Thank you. Appreciate you having me in the meeting. This is Rick Cooper trying to get my screen right again. Anyway, I'm here in Northern California, and I had heard about Nancy's resignation, and that with the old bylaws, I guess that have now changed, that I would have been seated upon this next resignation. I'm glad to know that there is consensus and decision among the board, and that to go with the new bylaws, that's fine with me. I would like to, call me crazy, but I'd still like to participate on this board. I think that I bring a lot to the board. I won't speak to that now because I understand that I will have an opportunity. If someone nominates me, I will have an opportunity in the next meeting. As to fundraising, I just want to bring a couple of points to that. One is that the automatic donor, what is it called, the sustaining of subscribers, opportunity, which I've been doing for many years, needs to be improved because, for instance, I used to donate $30 a month, and when my credit card changed, no one got a hold of me from KPFK and therefore they lost $30 a month from me because no one reached out in advance when my credit card expiration date. There are other ideas, including bequeathments and everything. I look forward to talking to you at the next board meeting. Thank you for all your participation.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for your energy. My gosh. Okay. Well, This is a time for people in the community who haven't spoken yet to speak up. The chair recognizes Carol Wolfley. You need to unmute, Carol. I'm not sure.
Okay, sorry. I am.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. I really appreciated hearing all of the comments about outreach. I think that what's happening is that our boards are now actually digging into the work of our boards, which is outreach and fundraising. And what would be really helpful is if everybody in this meeting could write in the chat things that you have done with outreach and things that materials that you have used, because that can help us. And I know you've all filled out the survey, but we didn't get that report today. So it would be great if you can write in the chat those things so that Jan, who is your representative on the governance committee, can put together that report for the National Governance Committee. So I know at KPFA, some of the things we've done is we have a program guide. We have stickers. One of our most popular items we use is bookmarks. We make signs. And I think at New King's Day, the rallies that we had, I'm from KPFA. We made bookmarks. We ran off, several thousand bookmarks. They say, 94.1 FM, KPFA. They have a little phrase about it. They have the QR code. Those are relatively inexpensive, and I handed out, you know, so many of those, and people were like, thank you, thank you, thank you, because they can use a bookmark. So that, you know, to have those, to go to a rally, to get them in people's hands, they can click on the QR.
I think that's your time, Carol.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear it either, but I think I got the hand gesture from Nancy. Okay, and you can come back and add 60 seconds like everybody else. Bella, Ace, oh, wait a second. Bella's up next.
Thank you. Yeah, so I wanted to finish what I was saying, that once all the local committees of the station were shut down, closed down, it leaves the station in a very vulnerable state. And it is very difficult to recover. What you're doing now is that you're farming information, know-how from the LSB members, but you're not allowing them to really participate in action, in taking action and getting involved. And what this board has managed to do across the network, it has become a dictatorship, top-down dictatorship, edicts for everyone. This cannot grow a foundation, a radio, non-commercial radio foundation for the public good. This is unsustainable.
10 seconds.
And I'm hoping that the appeal will succeed in court. Thank you.
Thank you. Normally I'd call on you, Ace, but this is community. Milo, you have a point of order?
I do. I have a point of order. Since everyone who is attempted to speak in public comment has now spoken, I think it would be appropriate to end public comment and to recognize Ace to complete his report.
I think that's just what I was going to suggest. Thank you, all the community members that did participate, and we will go back to our regularly scheduled programming. Now we have people showing up.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Sasha, I'm not recognizing anybody yet. I don't think Sasha had a chance to speak in public comment. So go ahead, Sasha. You have to unmute, Sasha. We can't hear you yet. I know it sometimes takes time on our devices.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay,
can
go
you
ahead.
Hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, sorry. This interface is really kind of tricky here on a cell phone anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just want to publicly state for the record, I was the second runner-up or third runner-up right after Rick Cooper. And, I don't agree with the whole tactic of becoming, of the whole national board and local station boards becoming a top down dictatorship. And I think it really stinks, actually. I want to cede any time that I could get another 60 seconds after this to Bella DeSoto. She's done all the hard work, and you know it's terrible that we get this very limited time, and that you'd even want to close it off when we have like whatever it is dedicated 15, 20 minutes. I don't know, but that's all I have to say right now.
Thank you, Sasha. Thank you very much, Carol Wolfley, second round.
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to. I find it really sad that people are talking about dictatorship when we're really talking about majority. This is a democracy where we vote by majority. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. And Bella has had two times around, so I think we're going to how do you handle that when somebody cedes time back when they've already had two times to speak? I don't think so. I'll give you a chance to speak, Sasha, one more time, if you want, for 60 seconds, and then we'll go
okay.
back.
Okay. Yeah. Shoot. This is really frustrating. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. This is your time. Yeah.
Okay. I can't even tell if I'm muted or not because I don't have a clear indicator.
That's okay. Don't talk about your problems. Talk about what you're going to talk about.
Yes. Well, all right. I do have to say I was glad to finally see the face and the video of Ace Estwick. I know that he'd come in and tell people basically he'd kind of participated in shutting people down in the past on meetings. I have much more respect for, you know, after he's given this report and there's positive details that I feel glad to hear are happening because it just seemed like we have endless transmitter problems. I've been listening since 1987. So this is 38 years now. I've been a KPFK listener and supporter. And I was 27 years old. I'm in my 60s now. And I just do not like the way things have been going. And I was part of the effort to democratize Pacifica boards around the year 2000 when we voted to change the bylaws to democratize so that the listeners could participate in the selection of the board, local and national boards. Now they're trying to take that away and I do not appreciate it. And people have used the power that they have to shut people out of the process and to guarantee that their own selected people would be the nominees. And then once people are actually voted,
Okay, that's your 10 second warning on your 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. The old bylaws conferred that people would have the opportunity to be seated when someone resigns in the order of their vote.
Okay, now let's get back. Thank you, everybody, for comment. Chair recognizes Susan, and we have a little bit of time left to continue what we're working on before we go to time certain. Go ahead, Susan.
That was just going to be what I suggested. KPFT, yep. when we haven't got the public comment completely full, we go back to regular business.
Okay. All right. We're back in regular business now. PMB, I know Ace, you wanted to do some reporting, and it was not the time because we're in public comment, so you are up first. And to complete whatever reporting you needed to do, because the time limit was not expired on your time. You got it in under time. So, are you still there, Ace?
I'm here.
Okay, great. So, I know we didn't even talk about the questionnaire. I don't know what status it's in and anything else that you might want to say before we go to other people giving us positive things that have been done in the past. As Carol brought up, so that we can really build on that. And that could be the past meaning last week. The past could mean back in the 60s. Okay. We need all this energy we can gather. Go ahead.
So we're conducting an informal survey of the LSB to determine, the kind of accountable committees we want to have going forward. So it's collecting pretty general information about experience, aptitude, and interest and availability so that we can build small teams within our group so we can work on more projects outside of our executive sessions. We've only received responses from some members. I'm going to read off the names of everyone I have not received a response from. Rodrigo Argueta, Cristina Avalos, Marisol Bielma, Rachel Brunke, Ariana Gladney, Ian Johnston, Chapasha Luchembe, Jack Neff, Brenda Martinez, Robert Payne, Oscar Ulloa, Harvey Wasserman, and Adam Woolman. If I just read your name, I have not gotten a response from you. The form is available at kpfk.org/LSB.
Thank you. Yeah, we really need you, the rest of the people, so it's just a little more than half of the people haven't done that. I know I just did mine more recently. I thought I'd done it, and I hadn't, so got that in under the wire. All right. More suggestions. I really love the note we ended up in with Ace and Nanelle. Let's see if we can build on that. Let's see. We have Janine. Chair recognizes Janine. And then anybody else that we haven't heard from would be great.
Hi. First, I wanted to point out that in the chat, there's been a nomination and for Rick Cooper, and then also the flushing out what needs to happen, which is that nomination needs to go to the officers to make it official, which I support his nomination because it's in keeping with the bylaws that, you know, before what has been implemented since April. So I especially support it because of that. I also wanted to mention, I love the report from ACE and hearing about, so many people are concerned about the technology, all the troubles that we've been having. There is a downside to getting a report from someone else besides the GM. We have not heard from this GM the whole year she's been serving as our GM. And that means as LSB members, we have no Q&A. I have reached out to her on emails. I had two shows I was involved with, and there's just no response. And so for her to come for the half hour while we hear her report and she's available for Q&A, I think is something that we should still press for. I think it would be a benefit also to have report to the listeners.
10 seconds.
Which is something that I believe that we're supposed to be, the GM is supposed to be doing, which has not been done since Michael Novick was our GM, our interim GM. So I want to press for that as well. And in fact, you know, maybe we can do a motion for that at our next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Janine. Jack, you're up. And then we only have like another 10 minutes. I would love to hear from some people. I know, Rachel, you worked on community stuff. Haven't heard from you. There are some good things that happened here that we just need to talk about that have gone on in the last couple of years and get that in the pile as well. Okay. Jack, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Heard Ace's report, and I note the enthusiasm with which you replied, and the news about the transmitter is encouraging. In Maggie LaPeak's complete absence of any report since I've joined this board in, I believe, November, now it's a year, I've not had one report from Maggie. I did see her at an event, and I approached her about that report, and Maggie disclosed to me at that event in August that she does send a monthly report to the PNB, and I said, well, will you share that with the LSB? And I received a yes. I'm just saying, my point is that ACE's report. ACE's report.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, oh, go ahead.
I'm just going to encourage you to recognize the point of order.
Yes.
My point of order is that it is out of order for members of this board to talk about personnel issues during a public local station board meeting.
Yeah.
I was responding to Maggie's not having a report. And that ACE submitting a report in place of Maggie. That's all. So I think there's a kind of reactionaryism from the leadership on the LSB right now to me opening my mouth. And I think at the beginning, that was exactly it. And my question at the beginning remains, Chairman Bricka, by what authority do you call a special election and remove the ranked choice voting of the replacement LSB members? Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Marcy, you're up.
Yeah, Janine commented that she'd like to see Michael Novick reinstated as general manager. I'd like to know if Michael Novick is interested, and I'd also like to know the procedure for, you know, how does somebody apply for a general manager? How do we vote on it? And I don't know if this is appropriate time to talk about that, but however, if somebody can email me or educate me on that, I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcy. There is some response to that. We have applications. Susan, will you comment on the applications for GMs going in now?
Postings for GMs have been on Pacifica.org. The posting for three stations, KPFK, WPFW, and WBAI, have been extended basically to the end of the year. Michael needs to put his name in if he wishes to be considered. The LSBs do not have a vote. The ED is the person who makes this selection. She will rely on recommendations from others, but the LSB does not vote.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Janine.
Yes, go ahead, Janine.
I just want to clarify, because Marcy may have just misheard what I was saying. What I was saying was that while Michael Novick was interim GM, he did do a report to the listeners on a monthly basis. That's what I was saying. There was a motion, outstanding motion from last fall, asking for him to be reinstated. And that was, kind of, I believe it was voted on and it didn't stand. So that was earlier this year. So I just kind of want to clarify that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to call on Ace. You haven't had a chance here. Ace, go ahead.
And then, I just wanted to amend my previous report. The goal for the fund drive was actually 150,000 and I said it was 140,000.
Okay. Thank you. That's a good amendment upward. And then, Marcy, you had your hand up, or was that a legacy hand that didn't come down?
Yeah, my hand's down. Thank you.
Okay. Before I call on someone who's spoken before, I know there's lots of people here that have done lots of things. Chipacha, you've done stuff in the past way out in the valley. I would love to hear people who haven't spoken yet, you know. That's how I usually run meetings. Okay.
Chair, this is Janine. If I can be recognized just to add on one more point.
Yes, and then I'm going to hear from Jack. Go ahead, Janine. Chair recognizes Janine.
Just so also everyone realizes that before the PNB voted this summer, the LSB did do a preliminary search committee on GMs, and I served on one. We would hone down candidates, look at resumes and all of that. That's been taken away from the LSB committees.
Okay. I'm going to call on Susan, I think, to respond to that.
Nothing prevents you from encouraging the people you identified to put their names in for consideration. All the work that you have done can be useful. Tell them to put their names in.
Yes, and I want to remind people that everyone who is on this LSB has been elected. Everybody who's on the national has been elected. And that... you know, it's just something to note. We are trying to run this as a majority organization, and it's as its up and downs. And I think we're on the way up, and let's really focus on some positive stuff. Marcy, is that your name up again?
Yeah, I wanted to say that the question about fundraising targeted audiences, I kind of mentioned in the chat. I would maybe go to the executive or encourage us to go to the executive board of like a labor union and say, you know, at this specific time, we have a show about labor unions and about labor. And if you tune in at that time, you can hear what KPFK is about. And if you like it, you can encourage your members to listen at that time. So targeted audience or targeted organizations to targeted programming as a fundraising strategy. Thank you.
And I will talk to you and follow up on that, because that's dear to my heart, and we have done that in the past. That's one of the things that we need to have people report on. Thank you for bringing it up. Okay, we have a minute and a half till time certain. Anybody else? Jan, your hand's up. Go ahead. You have to unmute, Jan.
I'd like to call for the orders of the day.
which is announcements by members about.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, and that's all.
Okay. Any member announcements now? Member, LSB members who have announcements about things in the community. The Santa Barbara event was mentioned. That's in the northern part of our area. Anything else? Now, Marcy, your hand's up again.
Oh, if Ace could just re-announce the Santa Barbara events, I can write it down.
Oh, okay. Ace, you still here? Oh, it's at the church. Where is it?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. This was about the Santa Barbara event.
Yeah, Santa Barbara event. Yeah.
First Congressional Church in Santa Barbara. It's at the intersection of State and Padre. It's on Saturday, November 15th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's a meet and greet. We're doing it potluck style and inviting people to bring food. We'll be bringing some food as well.
All right. Say it all over one more time for people to write down. Just one more time.
November 15th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at First Congressional Church in Santa Barbara. State and Padre, bring a dish and come hungry.
All right. Okay. All right. We are now at a time certain. And I want to thank everybody for showing
Mr.
up.
Chair?
I
had my hand up.
It's time
for an announcement. It's
12:14. It's 15 now. Go ahead. 15 seconds. Go ahead, Ian. Announcement.
Yeah, I just wanted to nominate Sasha Karlick for the open seats.
And okay.
He's like such a level-headed guy, and I don't have access to the chat.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, follow up with him. Okay. So thank you, everybody, for showing up. This is Tatanka Bricka, Chair of Local Station Board in KPFK. It is now 12:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all. See you next month, December 14th. Okay? That should be the second Sunday of the month.